It's generally thought that these negative feelings are the cause of the weight problem. If you look into it, you'll see this is really not so. You'll see that these are the reaction to the weight problem. These are the reaction to the weight problem, and sometimes they are the corollary or the parallel. Most of us have been down at the bottom of the box called guilt. Guilt is an energy field of 30. It's very weak. If you try to handle your weight problem or any problem, alcohol, relationships, if you try to handle anything from the level of guilt, you can see how much energy you've got to work with. You've got like 30 bucks as compared to love, which is 500 bucks. 30 bucks isn't going to buy you much progress in anything. Not only that, but the energy field is negative, meaning you're going to feel lousy about the whole thing. You're going to be full of self-hatred, and actually the process is destructive. The process is destructive. I mean, people have actually committed suicide over their weight problem, their self-indulgence. Even if you don't handle it from guilt, you move up to hopelessness, which has an energy field of 50, hopelessness and despair. This means my case is hopeless. I've tried all the diets, I've tried the milk farms, all that. I've lost the energy with which to even address this problem anymore. I'm the victim of it, and I just surrender to it and give up. So this is, I am hopeless. The next one above it is grief. This is the depression about the problem, the regret, feeling despondent and dispirited, or the fear of this problem and its consequences. These are all negative feelings, that I'm going to die of a heart attack, this overweight is going to kill me, etc. This is full of worry, anxiety, and panic. It's going to destroy my relationships and my future. And of course, your self-esteem is deflated. So people with a weight problem often socially withdraw. They compensate in other ways because they feel inadequate due to this energy field. They're not inadequate people at all. It's just that they're holding that about their situation, and then the negativity of it affects their emotions. The desiring, the wanting, the craving behind all this, the entrapment. And we move up to the next field, which is anger. The person is angry about their weight problem. They resent it. They're full of grievances about it. And although 150 is more effective, you're probably going to be more effective utilizing anger, certainly, than guilt or hopelessness. If you're angry enough about your weight problem, you can move up to pride, which is 175, that's enough to run the United States Marine Corps, pride. That's a lot of power. And try to move through pride, because that's not exactly a great place to hang out in because of the inflation of the ego that happens there, and move up to courage. The courage, now that you know some tools that are really going to work, the courage to try them out. That's 200. 200 is a lot of power as compared to 30 or 50. It enables you to face, to cope, to handle. And what happens there is you become empowered. You now become empowered. The truth of it is you haven't known how to handle it up to now, or you would have. Isn't that so? If you really knew how to handle it, you would have. That's the truth of it. You use these releasing techniques, these letting go techniques, and you become detached from the whole problem. If the weight stays, it stays, and if it doesn't stay, it doesn't make any difference. At this point, you say, it's not apathy, it's not hopelessness. On the other hand, you're released from the thing, and therefore you're feeling good, and you move up to a willingness. Willingness at 310 is a lot of energy. Compare it to guilt, compare it to grief. You see how much power you've got now, and here you're in agreement. You're aligned with this technique. Your intention is finally up, that you're finally going to handle it, and you accept that it can be handled, that you're an adequate person. You start becoming confident. And there's a transformation now occurring because you realize the power to handle this is within you, and you start moving up into a lovingness. The desire to really love yourself, to love this body, now that you don't identify with it as me, this body is not me. If you take off my left leg, I'm still me. If you take off my right leg, I'm still me. Take off the left arm, I'm still me. Take off the right arm, I'm still me. Take off both ears, I'm still me. You get that the me is me, and I'm not the body. So whether it weighs 200 pounds or 85 pounds, that which I am is unassailed by that, and I must learn to love that body now, begin to really value it, and see that it's just an enjoyable little puppet. The way to relate to the body is that it's a happy little puppet, and it goes about its way, and the less attention you pay to it, the better it really handles itself. It just does what it's doing automatically. And if you get to love it, your brain begins to release endorphins. Endorphins. When endorphins are released, a process goes on in consciousness called revelation. You begin to see things differently. What do you see differently? You see how wonderful your little body is. That's one of the things you begin to see. You begin to love it and get a kick out of it. When you're overweight, are you getting a kick out of your body? No, you don't get a kick out of it. Every time you look at it, it throws you back into guilt again. Up here, you start getting a kick out of it. You start getting playful with it, sort of a joyfulness and a happiness about this little body. It bounces around, and you're just sort of dimly aware of it. It's because you're experiencing your existence from a position of allness. Once you become conscious about where experience is happening, you get that experiencing is happening everywhere. You begin to identify with everywhere-ness instead of stomachness or bulge-ness or ulcer-ness, all those localized things. That which I am is a conscious being. Consciousness is everywhere. So I begin to experience my existence as being almost everywhere in space. And within this everywhere-ness, within this allness, this happy little puppet bounces around. You see how it just does what it does, and it has a good time doing it. We start to come from the heart about it then. Heart with a capital H. Heart not meaning the physical organ. Heart meaning that quality of valuing your existence. Coming from that greatness, coming from the bigness, coming from the joy of aliveness, and seeing the body as a contributor to that, as something that's enjoyable. It's something that you can have fun with, something you can play with, something to have a good time with. It's really fun to sit down and watch this phenomena happen. It's really joyful. It's really fun. Within a day or two, it's all over. Within a couple of days, once you're released off this appetite, hunger cycle, the rest of it is automatic. You know you don't have to do another thing. If you want to throw in some common sense, have a Diet Coke instead of a regular Coke and save yourself 100 calories, well, that's common sense. That's up to you. That's different than being at the effect of. It's different than being run by. It's different than being run by the guilt of. That's considerably different because now you're at choice. Another trick that works is never to allow yourself to go over a certain number of pounds. If I pick 132, that means if by accident it runs to 134, then I go back to this technique again and get off that cycle because those old patterns can tend to recur, but they're very easy to let go of once it recurs. You merely do it once or twice. The first time you feel hungry, you sit down and you skip it. You skip the eating until that hunger disappears. Then you can go out in the refrigerator if you want. And don't forget to have your Adderall at the refrigerator. Put a note inside your refrigerator when you open it, maybe a picture of yourself as you as an adult, so that you realize you've got a choice of whose arm is going to be reaching into the refrigerator. Keep the kid out, because the kid is going to help himself in the refrigerator. And let your adult be there. So the whole thing becomes a very enjoyable experience, one in which you truly begin to love yourself. The basis of all these self-healing techniques that we talk about are merely ways of loving yourself, ways of really beginning to value yourself, really ways of loving that which you really are in truth. And that which you are in truth then looks at the body. That which you really are looks now at your little body and begins to get a kick out of it. Says, gee, I'm having a good time with you. You're a fun thing. You begin to see that it really runs almost on automatic all by itself. You'll see that the mind, the ego, has played a trick on you. You think that you make a decision and then the body does that. Actually, it's doing it by itself. It's on automatic. Once you've released it out of a negative pattern, the body will just handle itself very well. We know this with scientific experiments with young children. That if you allow them to spontaneously select their diet, they will automatically select a balanced diet. So you begin to get a return of faith in nature. You allow the body now to sort of be itself. The nature, then that which is natural within the body itself, will automatically handle its nutritional needs. Once we get off the social programming, then that which is automatically self-healing and healthy within the body takes over. It takes over. and it looks after itself, and it chooses what it needs to eat and what it wants to eat, and it does extremely well. My body eats lots of cholesterol, and it loves cheese and eggs, and it would make any dietitian faint. Any nutritionist, I'm sure, would faint when they see what I have for breakfast. And yet the cholesterol is normal, the blood sugar is normal, all the blood chemistries are normal. I have a faith, then, you might say, in the God within nature itself. The God within nature itself, the body being part of nature, the body being part of the beautiful nature of this planet. It has its own inner wisdom. And when we remove the artificial conditioning of our society, its own innate inner wisdom comes forth, and it expresses itself in a sense of aliveness, a sense of joyfulness, a sense of lightness, the capacity to feel good at all times, and you'll see that its weight handles itself automatically. To do this, then, all we're asking for is really a few minutes of time with many years of joyful reward coming as a result. Have a good time with this little body. Love it. Be good to it. Kiss it. Give it all the love and attention that it needs. Realize that it belongs to you, but it is not what you are.